I'm not gay, by the way.
You'd like to get a hug from me.
Yeah, I'm not gay, so don't be scared. I'm just like, I like to live in peace with you.
I'll give you a hug right now, man. Okay. I do love you as a person. I do love you.
But I have a question.
Yes.
And you don't have to answer it either. It's okay. So, do you have a sister or a sibling? Siblings.
None of my family are born again Christians, but I do have some. I'm not in communication with them.
Like biological sister.
Yes,
right,
yes, I do.
Okay.
I have one brother and I have two sisters left.
Okay, I have a sister too. So, okay, let's say this is hypothetical, perfect, purely hypothetical, right? You're your younger self, and then your sister gets married. And she gets, she becomes pregnant. Her husband dies. Something happens. You know, let's leave him out of the picture. He's gone though. But you know, whatever. He's not there. Your parents are not there. Your siblings are not there. She's pregnant. She's ready to give birth, right? And the doctors tell you, okay, we know, baby is going to. When the baby is born, she dies. Or the baby dies. You have a choice. Either the baby dies or your sister dies. These are real clinical conditions. I'm not making things up. You know, so the mother dies or the baby dies. You know, and then the doctors are not going to make that choice. You have the moral choice to make that. How would you use the word of God in this situation to make the proper choice?
I would pray in the example that my Lord and Savior gave me, and I would say, Father, thy will be done. And I would let the natural process of birth happen, and however God wills, because he's sovereign, he controls everything. If it's his will that she dies, the mother, then the mother dies and the baby lives.
No,
if
but
his
her, will, her if, death is imminent.
If it's his will that the baby dies and she lives, I would say thy will
no, no,
be done.
There is no thy will be done. It's her death is imminent. If she gives birth, her death is guaranteed. Like, they guarantee that.
But God wills people's death, not man. You know how many people have been told they're going to die in a year and they live 10 years?
At this
you know how many babies were told they're going to be retarded and they're not when they're born?
So your choice will be...
Let God's will be done.
Okay, wait.
I don't believe in abortion. I don't believe in murder to save someone else's life.
Okay, but you're posed with the choice of saving one life or another.
Yeah.
You have the choice.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't make that choice. I would let God's will make that choice.
Right, God's will is... God's will is she gives birth, she dies.
Yes. Well, you don't know that.
No, no, no.
She could live. You don't know that.
Right, no.
See, so you're asking questions you're asking questions that don't make any sense because
they
God
do.
It no, because God is the giver and taker of life, not the
right.
doctors.
Okay.
They can say we think she's gonna die.
No,
she
no,
might
they
live.
Know. They know.
See, you're saying that. You don't
they,
know
no,
that.
No, they, doctors know.
They don't.
They do.
Do you know how many people I've met that said they would live a month and they've lived 8 years?
You know how many people I've met that they said they would leave a month, and they lived.
I believe
month.
In get letting God's will be sovereign,
okay.
not man's.
No, of course, but
so,
but
I would counsel her to have the baby and let God's will be.
No,
done.
No, she's unconscious. You can't. You cannot do anything. This is the situation. This is a real situation, by the way. This
Why
I'm not
are you
making things
this?
Up. Because I want to see how would you use.
I would trust
God's
will.
Direct. No, how would you use God's direct word? To decide who lives
I'm telling
and who
you
dies.
Why. I just gave you God's word. Jesus said, pray, thy will be done. The things that we cannot control, like life and death, hold on, like life and death, we must put in the hands of our sovereign God, and he is the giver and taker of life. I don't care what you tell me, how many PhDs the doctor had. God, if you die today, God has allowed you to die today. It's at God's hand. If someone comes up to kill you...
Okay.
They will not kill you unless God says it's okay.
I get you. Okay.
So I gave you the answer, God's word.
Right.
His will be done.
Right. So, I mean, okay, so...
His will.
This might be,
that is the answer in God's word.
But sometimes you do have your will. And more than often...
Not in life and death, you don't have your own will. You know what? You couldn't even kill yourself if God didn't let you.
Right.
Do you see how sovereign he is?
But that means God is in favor of suicide.
No, I said you couldn't kill yourself.
Right.
Yeah,
but that means if he let you kill yourself, then he's in favor of suicide.
He gave you your free will. He judged you then.
Right, but then...
But if he's not ready to judge you, then he might let you live, is my point. Some people he will judge instantly and they'll die. Suicide is murder. You're right. You kill yourself, you're hellbound.
Right.
Unless you were totally in some insane, out-of-mind coma, had no clue what your will was doing, there may be hope for a total drug-induced person that doesn't even know what he's doing. Is the only out I would give to suicide. If you know what you're doing in your clear mind and you kill yourself, that's murder. You're headed for judgment.
Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. So what you're saying is, in this situation, you would let the woman die with a glimpse of hope that she won't die.
I'd let God's will be done.
Right, so you wouldn't tell the doctor...
I would pray she'd live, but I'd say, Father, your will be done, as Jesus said.
No. But the doctor has to...
I'm not going to ever counsel a doctor to kill someone.
No, right.
I'm going to say, let natural process take its place.
There would be no natural process.
Sure,
because
there is.
The natural process will kill both. So the baby has to die, or
you
the
don't
mama,
know
the
that.
Mother has to die.
See, you're acting as God. You don't know that. You know, let me tell you something.
If
I got cancer today, and the doctor said, you have cancer, it's so rampant, we think you're going to be dead in 6 months. That's what doctors usually say. You'll be dead probably in 6 months. Now, you could do this really out of this world thing. We've tried it. It's experimental. We don't know if it's going to work. You know what I would say? I'd look at the doctor and I'd say, first of all, I don't go to doctors and everything anyway. I'm giving you total hypotheticals. We don't even use the doctors. But anyway, unless I was
bleeding.
Okay, Unless I was bleeding.
I
would say to the doctor, thank you. I'm a Christian. I'm going to go trust in God's will. And if it's my time to go be with my maker, I'm going to make the best of my last 6 months with my wife and preaching the gospel. If God wants me to live, doctor, you will be wrong.
Okay.
I'll live.
But that is your own personal choice. I'm talking about choosing for someone else.
I don't choose for other people. I let God's will be done.
But what if you're opposed with that choice?
I would never take that choice.
So you would just walk away
I would
away
never
from
choose
it.
Life and
you,
death.
You would just walk away
I
from
would
it.
Tell the doctor, that's not a choice I'm willing to make. Let God's will be done. Okay. We don't choose life and death, Anton.
Okay, no.
Man doesn't choose life and death.
Okay, I don't think you're hearing me. It's an urgent situation. It's an urgent situation. There are things like that.
It doesn't matter to me, urgent or not.
So it doesn't matter if it's a family member. It doesn't matter if you have to make the decision. You just make the decision be made by the hospital, right?
Well, there's legal matters that I can't usurp, so I can't control it.
Well,
I can't do it. I don't like abortion, but it's legal.
I'm going to go back to what you're saying to defeat my arguments. That's not spiritual, so let's not talk about that. I'm talking about how would you use the word of God?
I just told you. We live by every word out of the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4. Jesus said, pray, thy will be done. That's the Lord's Prayer. That's the word of God.
Right.
And we surrender our lives to the sovereign will of God. We put our hands.
Okay.
We love not our life unto death. We don't think we can control everything.
You don't have to tell me these things.
I told you three times.
But you don't have to. But what I'm... you're still not answering my question. I know that the God's will be done. We have our own will. And sometimes we're posed with moral choices that are beyond our understanding and beyond...
That's not beyond my understanding.
It is... Well...
When someone dies, God allowed it.
It is not beyond our understanding.
I know when a baby's born, God created it.
It's beyond the written word.
Let me tell you something. This is where I see in you... You have an intellect, and you're trying to intellect to God. You will only get to God through the Spirit. So ponder all of our conversation. See that you're following an intellectual and sometimes mingled spiritual situation with the Eastern Orthodox. You're not born of God by the Spirit. Need the truth of God, and the only way you're going to get the truth of God and know His Word is truth is by it becoming inside you, indwelling of the Holy Spirit, surrendering your life, being willing to surrender your family and friends of the Eastern Orthodox and say, Jesus, you are my everything. I will follow you, not that. And by the Spirit of God, your intellect will change from discerning things out of man's mind, as Paul said, the rudiments of men, and you will turn to the simplicity that is in Christ, and His word will make sense to you. And then it will be enough for you. God will be enough for you.
I do believe that.
Good.
But I also I also know that you don't have to be a born-again Christian in order to do what you said for a person. It is for a person to become.
To enter the kingdom of God, you have to be born again. You're just a religious guy without being born again.
Right.
You're not in the kingdom of God.
Right. Okay, so I don't think you have to be born again Christian. I don't think you have to abandon the Orthodox Church.
You have to abandon all false ways, which is full of the Orthodox Church.
So, I don't, like I said, and I can make a
Jesus
really
said you have to lose your life to find him. You're trying to hold on to it.
By
holding to
by
man,
walking
false,
into a by
false
walking,
man-made religion.
By
cathedrals of man, theology of man, gospels of man.
You know how...
Okay. Look at the fruit. I'm not judging you to hell, but you must do this. Look at the fruit of Christians that have abandoned man-made religion to follow Jesus. Hold on. In holiness, in obedience, if you can open the Bible and show me my sin, I will repent of it. Now, look at your life and the people you know, and look at the fruit of the religious system. Sure. Look at America, Anton. This culture.
I don't look at America.
Hold on. Paganized, feminized, abortion rules, sexual perversion, pornography. Do you realize that the Orthodox, Roman Catholic, and evangelical systems have had America for 250 years? Look at the fruit of America.
And you think this is the worst society in the world?
No, not the worst in the world, but look at the fruit of America. It's not godly.
So, okay, what's the godly?
It's not godly.
Where's godly?
The world has fallen into great corruption. It's in the last days, there'll be few true believers. The whole world has fallen under Satan's grip.
And you don't think that has been going on?
The whole world has fallen into Satan's grip.
How much history have you read? Hold on.
The Bible says that in the last days, after Christ's body has come, it will get worse again. Of course, it was Noah. God wiped out the earth in Noah's day.
Right. So in World War I, when we had a pandemic, a famine, and also a world war.
Yeah.
You think those times were worse than they are now?
What did I say times are worse? What I'm saying is the Bible predicts we're going to go to a greater falling away. Here's what's coming. Here's what's coming. You must look to this. The one world system of the Antichrist. The Bible predicts this. He's rising. And you know what? The Roman Catholics and many of the Orthodox will be part of that one world system. They will unite in a one world faith. They're already reuniting with Muslims. They're already talking about reunifying Roman Catholics and the Orthodox. The evangelicals are going back to the Roman Catholics. There's a one-world system that's rising up. And the world has never yet, yes, the world's always been evil, it's never yet fallen under the rule of Antichrist. It's coming. His rule is coming. They're using COVID to bring it in. Did you know that? Step by step.
That's a little too conspirative for me.
No. They're using it.
Well,
they're
like
closing
I said,
that's
the a noose. Little, that's a little too conspirative
no,
for me.
No, it's true. It's fact. Revelation 13 says you'll have to take a mark to buy, sell, and trade. That's coming.
Right. So, okay.
It's coming.
Whatever. But that's a little too conspirative for me.
It's in the Word of God.
Word of God or not, nobody knows. That is completely open to interpretation. I mean, absolutely.
Taking a mark of the beast that you can't buy, sell, or trade without taking a mark that'll be on your right hand or your forehead? That's totally up to...
That is...
Really? Do you see the world headed into a one-world system?
It's an interpretation.
Do you see the world headed into this one-world controlling system?
I am not that paranoid.
Paranoid? Jesus said to see in the times and look for his coming.
That is paranoid to me.
Not paranoid. I'm rejoicing. I'm looking for his coming.
Okay.
I'm not paranoid to see his coming. You're calling Paul paranoid because he preached, watch for his coming. These will be the signs. That's a bad word, paranoid.
I think it's the correct word. I think people who are too awful scared, you know, and then they're like, okay,
I'm not scared of man.
I'm
not scared of man.
No
they can do nothing
scared.
To me.
No, of course
you should
can.
Fear God.
Yeah. Well, I don't.
I said you should fear God.
Right.
I didn't say you don't. I said you should. And if the fruit that you fear God, Anton, is you'll repent of all your sin and follow him in holiness.
Right.
Otherwise, you're going to be judged by
it. Right. So you don't think I repent of all my sin?
Will you repent of that vulgar language you were using?
Of course. I know everything.
That doesn't just fly out of your mouth. I'm sure you use that language. You need to repent of that.
Okay, is it your job to remind me of that?
You claiming Christ, and you just asked me, would you repent of your sin? You asked me, and so I'm asking you, will you repent of your vulgar language? The Bible says, let no coarse jesting or vulgarness come out of your mouth.
Okay.
We're to be pure and blameless, Anton.
Right. Okay, but we're nonetheless...
That's ungodly.
Okay.
That's of Satan. That's of the flesh.
So, okay, I guess I am of Satan. So...
Now, I think we might be done because now you're saying you can talk like a nasty sailor and still say you love God.
I never said I love God.
You don't love God?
I never said I love God.
I'm asking you, you don't love God?
I never said that.
Do you love God?
I want to answer that question.
you go and ponder all the stuff we talked about.
No, I pondered.
I love you.
I pondered.
I love you.
And you know what? I can never say that I love God. Well, I love God.
You can if you're born of the Spirit.
And I can tell you that the only Christian in this world is Christ.
You can say you love God if you're born of the Spirit, and that's what you greatly lack.
You
must repent and be born of the Spirit of God. You've got an intellect of religion. The fruit that they've taught you, your tree is not of God, and you will be judged by a holy God, and I love you enough to tell you that. And you have my info. You can contact me, and I'll help you all I can.
One thing I can tell you, I can subscribe to Christianity. I could be born again. I could be anything. But I can't tell you that I love you. I cannot say that. And I cannot say that I love God. And I can never, no matter what I do, even if I follow every word like you do, even if I do everything that you do, I emulate you to the last.
No, not me. God's word.
Right. Even if I try.
God's word.
I cannot say that I'm a Christian. The only Christian for me was Christ.
That's a lie.
The only pure.
That's a lie. The followers of Christ. Now, can we be holy, perfect, and blameless as he is? No. We can be Christians to follow after him, and he cleanses us and forgives us. That's a compromise. You're talking compromise. I won't let that stand. In Antioch, they were called Christians. Jesus said, follow me. Take my name to the nations. That's not true, Anton. You need to study the scriptures and abandon man-made religion. I love you. Let me know I can help you in the faith.
Yeah, Jojo, come on. Come on, buddy.
He's asleep.
Oh, he's an old man.
Go deep. Go deep in the scriptures, and I'm here to help you.
Well, I have, but I'm not really.
No, you must go deeper.
I read King James. And
you must. You must bring it from here and be born of God, and you'll see it in your spirit, and then you'll have the ability to obey it and come out of your flesh. You're a fleshly man.
I'm not saying that.
You're a fleshly man. You must.
Okay, so I'm not saying that I don't have the ability, but also I don't have the capacity.
You don't have the will. You're not willing it because maybe you know the cost will
right,
be great.
No.
You'll lose your family, friends, your religion. You'll lose all of that to follow Jesus. That's what he said. It must come to. If you're not willing to surrender everything, you're not worthy of him. I want you to be worthy of him.
So, I don't have any family.
I'd be your family. I'd be your brother in the Lord if you repent and follow Jesus. My wife will be your family. We love you. You're following something that won't get you where you need to be.
I need a wife, man. That's what
I need. No. You need God, and then let God's will bring you a wife or not.
Well,
right?
Maybe it. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, but I do need a wife.
Let me leave you with this. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you.
Yeah. I don't care.
I love you.
Added onto me. I just want people.
You just talked about a wife. He'd add that onto you.
Well, yeah.
I love you.
Maybe.
Hope to hear from you.
All right.
God be praised.